Thank you, Lord, for the word that saves us. Continue to speak into our hearts that we can become healthy and grow. I don't know what to add to this. Philip said, mentioned that an unhealthy person, a sick person, is not hungry. The love of the Lord has decreased. The love of the Lord, the love for the Lord is really important for our Christian life. And we know just our love for the Lord by how much do I love His Word. You can't separate the two. You can't say, I love the Lord, and then I read once a week the Word. This relation is not, doesn't make sense. That's why we can use it as a measurement of our love to the Lord. How high is the temperature in my heart when my wish for the Lord and for my seeking for Him in the Word is there? Then I know. I have a burden to add something for the young saints in connection with the Word. From my own experience, with 15, I started reading in the Word. I grew up in a with people where you usually don't read the Word, and I read. And the Word really protected me from many evil things, from many false things, without anybody saying or warning me. I was in the world, I grew up in the world, without the church, but my protection was the Word. Because I didn't know anybody who told me, don't do this, don't do that, the Word was speaking to me. And a verse that I often experienced in my life in the past, I read a lot of Proverbs. Proverbs is so practical. You don't have to interpret and think about it. It's applicable. Yeah, you can apply it directly in your life. And I read you a verse that I had in my heart a lot in my school time. Proverbs 26:17. He who passes by and meddles in a quarrel not his own is like one who takes a dog by the ears. That really protected me to meddle in something that's not my business, or to get into a quarrel because of this proverb. That's just a small example. And that's how the Word protected me from many sins. It was really a leading, something leading me in my life. That's why it is important for the young saints to spend time in the Word. So that we can have such a habit to let the Lord speak in our word, in our heart, that we can make our decisions through the Spirit and through the Word, not through our wishes and our lusts. We have to have an orientation through the Word of the Lord. And the Lord also, those who became kings, he told them, just take time in my word. Don't go to the right or the left from the word. And yeah, think about it day and night. Meditate on it. That was the recommendation of the Lord in Joshua. The Lord gave it into their heart because he knew that would protect them in their whole life from drifting away from the Lord and from making mistakes. In, for example, Solomon. Solomon was someone. No one was as wise as Solomon in the whole scripture. He was the wisest human being. And even he came into sin. You can't even imagine. You think Solomon? How can Solomon worship idols? You can't even imagine it. But because of though all of his wisdom, why? Because he didn't pay attention to the word of the Lord. The Lord has in his word in Deuteronomy, he warned to not have many wives when you're king. I will read the verses in Deuteronomy. He gave the recommendation for the kings. Deuteronomy, I think it's 16, verse 17. He shall not take many wives and not take up much gold. And Solomon did not keep this. It's Deuteronomy 17, verse 17. He had many wives, and when he grew old, he turned his heart away from the Lord and that he worshipped idols. It really made him fall. All his wisdom didn't help him because he didn't orient himself on the word of God. That has to be a warning for us. You can't say, oh, I need some leading by the word in the beginning, and later I have an idea how it works. We need it our whole life. The word is what protects us on the way of the Lord. If we take this as a guide, then we won't go away from the Lord. And it will make us, fasten us. It will make us stand that we don't easily get swayed away. We will be rooted in the word, and that the more we stand in the Lord. When we had a book table on the marketplace, and an older woman came over, and one came over and who couldn't speak German, and the one who could speak German, she looked at and she said, "I see you're Christians." And then she started talking, and she asked if I keep the laws of God and if I know them as a Christian. And what's about the Sabbath? It's a law of the Lord. You should keep it. That's what it says. You said you want to keep the law, so you should keep the Sabbath. And then I noticed, if you're not grounded in the word, you're shaky. And someone comes and says, and start shaking you. And then we talked about what's the Sabbath. And I said, I keep the Sabbath every day. Because the Lord is our Sabbath. He is our true rest. But then I want to say, it needs being rooted in the word. And you can start early enough. That's why we have the desire that our children come close to the word. Yeah, and like teach your children when you get up, when you sit. That's why. Let us pursue and ask, Lord, lead me in everything through your word. If we want to come to the goal, we need this guard, this protection to make it.